G'day everyone, Ian here. Thought I'd drop in and give my little report on the G20. This weekend we've got the 20 biggest economic nations in the world represented here at the G20 event, which happens every once in a while, every year or so around the globe. And this time around, we got the poison chalice of it being hosted here in Brisbane. As it turns out, they managed to pick one of the hottest days that we've had since last summer. It was predicted to be 40 degrees. I don't think it got that high, but it got well into the 30s. And I think the delegates and the media people who've come from northern climes are struggling a bit. I'm sitting in a bar in Southbank. I'm wearing shorts and T-shirt and having a lovely beer. Yeah, it's called Fat Yak. Yeah, it's very nice. And I can see some, I don't know, delegates or media people in a restaurant opposite me with their ties and shirts, and they're flagging in the heat, poor buggers. But yeah, I've just gone for a walk around through the South Bank precinct that is Fortress Brisbane, and stuck my nose into the city, do a little bit of shopping, and then wandered around the river and back through South Bank here. And I have yet to get through the maze that is the barricades that prevents us from walking the normal streets that I walk all the time. I have to find my way around it. It's fascinating, utterly fascinating to see a quasi-martial law shut down. You know, and as much as I want to have a rant about the inappropriateness of this and the militarization of the police with their dark uniforms and everything else, I have to say it's none of that. It's incredibly quiet, it's incredibly friendly, and it has an element of a carnival about it. It's quite delightful. There are just almost nobody around. It's very, very quiet. G'day, mate. A security fellow with a pistol on his belt just walked past me, basically looking at me recording with my mobile phone here and my Merkin on it. It's interesting to see people. He must be security because he's wearing civilian clothes, but he's open carry. You know, you just never see that. It's very weird. But like I was saying, it's got an atmosphere of carnival about it because it's quiet. It is so, so quiet. I've been asking some of the business people what trades like. This bar I'm sitting in at the moment said they're down to probably 60% of their normal trade. I asked the news agency in the centre of the city mall how things are for them. And they said yesterday, which was a public holiday which was enforced upon us, they had two people on staff instead of the usual seven or eight. It's very, very quiet. I look across this small road here where I am, Little Stanley Street, which is a bit of an Eat Street area, and we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven coppers walking past me right now. And it's very, very quiet. I've been speaking to quite a few of the police, actually, wondering what it's like for them, and they've all basically saying that unless there's a motorcade going past and they've got to block traffic off and they've got to encourage people to go in other directions, it's basically just sit around and chill. I can't remember the number of police. There's a lot. They've brought police in from other states. I've spoken to Tasmanian and country police, Tasmanian police, country Queensland police, South Australian police. They brought police in from every state other than the Northern Territory, I'm told, and New Zealand as well. Got some Kiwis as well. So they've brought police in from everywhere to fill the numbers, and also private in security firms. I saw a private security firm had a dozen or so people walking around before. So there's incredible infrastructure that's been put in. And I'm furious the fact that this has happened here and that we've had this major shutdown. But now that I walk around in amongst it, it's actually incredibly pleasant. The weather's fine, maybe a bit hot. Everybody's friendly. There's no shit going down. There's been some protests, but they've been really... I haven't seen much of them. I've seen some Fung Wang protests, but again, very, very peaceful. Just signage and people sitting around prepared to discuss things. And I know I've seen on my Twitter feed and Facebook feed that, you know, there's been some, you know, marches. But again, very, very peaceful. Just people making some statements and basically being ignored. There hasn't been any, you know, redneck behaviour. I heard about a fellow who was pulled up and they searched his bag and he had some bamboo sticks in there, which the police took off him, confiscated, but then sent him on his way. They didn't throw him to the ground and whack him in the paddy wagon or anything like that. I think there's been a show of force. I think the government and the police are doing a major show of force, major intimidation, and they've been instructed to be, when push comes to shove, actually be incredibly lenient and tolerant of simple errors that people may mistake. Somebody walking in the wrong area, there's no problems. One of my friends got pulled up for taking some photos yesterday of one of the hotels, and they asked him who he was and got his particulars, and he's a lecturer at QUT. And he said that the police officer was incredibly polite and everything was sweet and lovely. So I think the police are doing a tremendous job. And I think tactically maybe they've done this very, very well. Because like I said, it's incredibly peaceable and incredibly relaxed. It's quite pleasurable to be out in it. And even though I'm sitting in little Stanley Street, which should be thronging with people having late afternoon drinks or a bite to eat now, it's incredibly quiet. You can hear the helicopter flying overhead at the moment as that security dude who I mentioned earlier walked back past me. Yeah, he must be an undercover police officer. He's got radios and weapons and everything on his utility bat belt. So it's interesting to see it all play out. I think commerce here in Brisbane is going to bitch slap the government over all of this. I think that's the reality. They're hurting. And the cost for this security has been massive. So there will be some complaints about that. But as far as moment to moment personal convenience for your reporter on the ground, it's been pretty well damn okay now that I get out and amongst it. Mind you, part of that reason is everybody else is out of town. Everybody's gone, and I'm one of the few people who have been wandering around to see what might be happening. Mind you, it's only Saturday night. They've got their big shindig dinner tonight. And they've got three locations, I've heard, completely set up, completely catered for. My daughter spoke with the food and beverage manager at one of the venues, and they have to gear up completely 100% as though all the delegates are going to be at their venue. And that's the same for all three venues in case they have to relocate them at a moment's notice. So there are going to be two venues that are going to have all the food and drinks basically to waste. So I wonder what's going to happen there. Or maybe that's just what has been put out as the rumour, and maybe it's always going to be in one spot anyway. I don't know. That's the machinations of security, I suppose. But we've got another day of this kerfuffle, and then it's all got to be torn down next week, so business won't be back to normal for probably a week. So we'll see if anything erupts, but I get the feeling it's just going to be very, very quiet and very, very cash. Yeah, which is probably a good thing, rather than having anything horrible happen, which wouldn't be good. So this is Ian in Brisbane on a Saturday late afternoon, evening, sun setting, cooling down, drinking a beer, saying, wow, this is G20. Catch you later, everyone. Bye-bye for now.